The Miracles of Jesus. Chapter 24. The Power to Forgive. A reader of the present truth asks for an explanation of, I know God alone has power to forgive sins, but I have been asked the question, and to take the verse as it reads, it seems as though Christ gave his disciples that power. Let us first read the verse and its connection. Jesus had appeared to his disciples as they were gathered together, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive the Holy Ghost. Whoever sins you remit, they are remitted unto them, and whoever sins you retain, they are retained. God's word absolutely true. One thing must be settled first of all, and that is, that we must take this verse, as every other thing that the Lord said, just as it reads. When once we know that we have the words of the Lord just as he spoke them, that is, that we have them accurately translated, then we have nothing to do but to believe them without any alteration or amendment, or any fitting of them to some preconceived ideas. In this case, there cannot be the slightest doubt that our version gives the correct rendering of the words of Jesus to his disciples. Therefore, we must accept the statement that Christ gave his disciples power to forgive sins. Why should we wish to believe otherwise? The fact that some people pervert the good gifts of God should not hinder us from receiving them with gladness. Men sent in Christ's stead. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. Then those whom Christ sends are commissioned to do the same work which he did here on the earth. And whom does Christ send? He sends everyone who hears and accepts his gracious invitation. Come unto me. Matthew 11 verse 28. Let him that hears say, Come. This is unconsciously admitted by every Christian, even though he might think it almost if not quite presumption to think that he is sent in Christ's place. For there is no one who does not find comfort in the assurance. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. But this assurance is in connection with the charge. Go you, therefore. Every believer is commissioned to bring sinners to God, by the power of Christ, who is with him for that purpose. But there is plainer evidence still, that God has bestowed upon mortal men the high privilege of being workers together with him. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. This includes everyone who is in Christ. It is not limited to the 11 who saw Jesus in the flesh. Whoever is in Christ is a new creature. With such ones, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. One who is in Christ is not the same person that he was before. He is another man. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given unto us the ministry of reconciliation. To whom has God given the ministry of reconciliation? Read the text and see. It is to those whom he has reconciled to himself. Everyone who is in Christ is a new creature, is reconciled to God, and has received the ministry of reconciliation. His life work is to induce others to be reconciled to God. All things are of God. But how are we to do this? We are not sufficient for such a work. Of course we are not. But we must remember that when we are in Christ, all things are of God. Even Jesus said, I can of my own self do nothing. But the Father which dwells in me, he does the works. This ministry of reconciliation is on this wise. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. With Christ all things were of God. It was God in him who was reconciling the world. And the same God has put in us the word of reconciliation. What follows? Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech by us. We pray in Christ's stead, be reconciled to God. This is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How few appreciate it. So many professed Christians are content with the thought that Jesus can save them, not realizing that he has sent them to be salvation to others. He whom God has sent speaks the word of God, for God gives not the Spirit by measure. God puts the word of reconciliation into him, and he cannot but speak it. But when the word of Christ dwells in men richly, it must necessarily have the same effect that it had in Christ. That is just why God puts it into us. Now read an example of the power of the word. An example of the power. And behold, they brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemes. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think you evil in your hearts? For whether is easier to say, your sins be forgiven you, or to say, arise and walk? But that you may know that the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, then he said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, and go unto your house. And he arose, and departed to his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled, and glorified God, which had given such power unto man. The word that heals is the word that forgives. The power to work miracles is the power that forgives sins. This is the word and the power of God alone, but he has committed it to men. He has put into men the word and ministry of reconciliation. But all things are of God. If this is not remembered and acknowledged, there is nothing at all. Jesus said, the word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. He was here on earth as we are, in order that we might be here on earth as he is. Leaving himself and his own glory entirely out of the account, he spoke only the words of God, and the result was mighty works. That same word is given to us, if we will but accept it, with the consequences which follow. The power given to men. Note that Jesus calls himself the Son of Man. He is the Son of God, but it was not under that title that he declared his authority to heal and to forgive. The Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins. God has given the Son authority to execute judgment, because he is the Son of Man. Strange, isn't it? If we had written that, we would have said that he has authority to execute judgment because he is the Son of God, wouldn't we? But no, it is because he is the Son of Man. Jesus was here on earth as man, a man approved of God, the representative man. And when the people saw the power that was in him, they glorified God, who had given such power to men, the salvation of God. At the first began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that heard him, God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with divers miracles, and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. For unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come, whereof we speak. But one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man, that you are mindful of him? Or the Son of Man, that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels. You crowned him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of your hands. You have put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. Man's place in God's plan. God has given a work to men that is not given to angels, which excel in strength. That work is the preaching of the gospel. Why is it given to men instead of to angels, who are so much wiser and stronger? Because unto the angels has he not put in subjection the world to come. The world to come is the new earth, which was in the beginning, and over which God gave man dominion. But now we do not see all things put under man, as in the beginning, because man has sinned, and lost the crown of glory, and so the dominion. Nevertheless, whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. God, having given the earth to man, will never take it away from him. But man has lost the power to rule the world, simply because he lost the power to rule himself. He rejected the word of the Lord. So we see Jesus, made a little lower than the angels, that is, made man, and as man we see him, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He has by his life and death won the right to the dominion of the earth, and is now exalted, far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. But all who believe are raised with him to the same position. So then we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. All that he has is ours. He has gone on before us to the capital of our common heritage, leaving us here for a season to continue the work which he begun. But he is still with us with all his power, by the Spirit, in order that the work may be done as he did it. A priceless treasure and worthless vessel. True as the world was in the beginning given to man to rule, to man is entrusted the work of bringing it back into its first condition. The word which God puts into the mouths of them that trust him is the word that is to plant the heavens, and lay the foundations of the earth, and say unto Zion, you are my people. But all things are of God. No man takes this honor to himself. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God, and not of men. It is not to a priestly class that this work is given, but to all believers, for all true believers are priests of God. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. No man can at will declare the forgiveness of sins, any more than he can at will perform miracles. But to every contrite soul, to every one who is mourning because of his sins, God has commissioned us to say, "Your sins be forgiven you." In order, however, for one to say this, he must himself know to the full the power of forgiveness. He must know from experience that God is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. And whenever any man assumes any power as belonging to himself, or has a spirit of exaltation or boasting because of his supposed power, the word is not in him. I can of my own self do nothing. All things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What a glorious calling is ours in Christ Jesus. Think of it. To be taken into partnership with the God of heaven, who himself supplies all the capital and does all the work. What an unspeakable gift! Truly, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, either have entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love him. But, thanks be to his name, he has revealed them unto us by the Holy Spirit. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.